are the 2019 NBA champions.
Repping everywhere I go. Everybody from the cold. This is where we call it home. To the T dot, the six, with Lowry in the mix, where Kawhi shooting from the corner, posing for the pics. This the city where we all speak patois, proper English. Raptors is my squad. That's why.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Terp Season 2, Episode 2. We're a little delayed. Apology for that, but we're back. We're excited to talk a little more Raptors and NBA ball. Beautiful weeks to start off with. Akshay, what's happening, buddy?
It is morning. We are doing a morning taping, which I am not a fan of. I am not a morning person. Talib is a morning person. Talib's a morning person and a night person.
I love the mornings. The mornings are the best time of the day. I was up at 5 a.m. this morning. I went to the gym, got everything done. You know, I'm excited.
Wow. It is 8:20. I rolled out of bed at 8 o'clock.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic, you know? It's people like you that don't do anything for the world.
I hate them. We all in tech, man. We all function as night people.
I know. All you guys are like nighttime. That's why I get messages from Akshay at like 2 a.m. to watch some stupid clip on YouTube about like Devin Booker or like some other player going absolute nuts on us.
Yeah, it's the best time. That's what I do. All my reading. I read at night. I did make tea and refill my humidifier before we started this, so...
Oh man!
There's some productivity happened.
I tell you, this could be the first and only time a humidifier has been bought up on a podcast, you know, on a regular stage, you know, like in a regular talking interval. This is when you know you're old. I'll tell you.
I have a humidifier, man. It's so like the winter's rolled around, and my humidifier is doing like extra work now, and it's like getting drained so quickly. I have to fill it up twice a day. It's adult problems, yo.
these are horrible problems that I do not understand as much. You know, I'm still young. You know, I was at a party last week, and someone told me that I look 26, and I was like, you know what, I am 26.
Somebody told me I looked 27 last week at a Halloween party. So
that's not lie to you, right?
There you go, 27.
When you dress up as a schoolboy, everyone's going to think that you dress up. You look like 24, right? Actually, when it's a schoolboy for Halloween.
I did not. I was fully. I had my full beard and everything, and they still thought I was 27. There was that picture of you and I when we dressed up as Power Rangers. I thought we looked pretty young there.
Man, I've showed that picture to people. Everyone just looks at it and they're like, I can't believe you guys look like 24, 22. I think we were 22, 24. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I was still at home. Yeah, I moved out when I was 27. And so I was probably 25 or 26, and you were probably 24 or 25.
Yeah, that's when we destroyed Frank's apartment.
Yes. You destroyed Frank's apartment. Yeah, is that when you dropped the weight?
Yeah, I thought I could lift 80 pounds one hand. And yeah. I could. I definitely could. But you know what? Sometimes the night goes and you're excited, you're having a good time. It's not a right time to work out. So that was my mistake. But I could definitely lift it, 100%.
Yeah, he tried to curl 80 pounds and dropped it on the floor. And thank God Frank was renting and it wasn't owned by Frank. I think he moved out from that apartment and he didn't have to pay anything for that dent in the floor, I guess. I guess it wasn't noticed.
Hey, what if the landlord is listening? Then let's not pull anyone out. All right,
I've already called you out. Frank doesn't have to pay for it. You have to pay for it.
I'm not paying for anything.
Okay, let's do recaps quickly because it's morning and we got to get through this before we both go to work. So this week they had a win against Orlando, they had a win against Detroit, and then they lost at Milwaukee. So what'd you like about the Orlando game? What'd you see in the Orlando game?
You know, it was a very Orlando and Toronto. I found like a very similar style of play. A lot of three balls and penetration in that sense. However, Orlando just doesn't have the players that the Raptors have. Right, they're just very lacking. And their shooters, like Terrence Ross, wasn't on board. He's not having a great season so far. What I liked is Kyle Lowry, man. Kyle Lowry, 26 points. You can't like that's vintage Kyle. And I thought it was good, Kyle, until we saw Milwaukee. And you're like, holy shit, this is vintage Kyle.
Yeah, he's throwing it back to 2016. He took off his hair, and now he's also going back to 2016. What I liked was Gasol's defense. It's hilarious at this point to watch Gasol play Vucevic. Like, he's so in his head. I think he was like 1 of 9 or something. I can't remember the stats.
I feel bad for Vucevic, right? Yeah, it's like Marc Gasol is like I think he is so slow, but somehow he's got Vucevic's number.
He's in his head. I think he's just like, he's shook. Like, Vucevic shook. Isaac also was really good for them. It seems like he took some leaps. He kept up with Pascal. I think Isaac made like 5 threes, it felt like, but I don't think he's going to make that many threes every game. But he played well. He played pretty good defense on Pascal. But you could still see Pascal was a better player. But definitely encouraging for them to have somebody like him to build around, because they don't have a ton to build around. Like, Vucevic is kind of what he is, right? They gave him a bunch of money, but he's not going to become significantly better than what he is right now. They need somebody to come up who's going to surpass Vucevic if they're going to be a really good team, and Isaac has a chance to do that, so we'll see.
I don't know if anyone on that team actually has like any potential to be like a great player, right? Maybe Markelle Fultz, maybe, like a maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe, you know, he's still very young though, right? So you just don't know. But everyone else, I don't think they're like a good, they're going to be like a good sub-average team. And it'll be a tough watch for Orlando Magic fans for the next few years, I think.
Yeah, we'll see. Detroit.
Oh, I love this game. I love this game so much. This is my favorite game.
Like, because we got to beat up on a team that didn't have anybody.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. No, man, we beat up on Derrick Rose, MVP, bro. Come on. He started going nuts on us, and then we were like, oh, God, yeah. What the heck? MVP Derrick Rose. But I think what I liked, and I think this probably is very similar to what everyone, third quarter Pascal was the most ridiculous Pascal I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was insane. He was hitting three balls. He was driving, and then he hit a mid – He called for an ISO play and went mid-range jump shot on the to close out the quarter.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you gotta have balls to do that. I'll tell you that.
He also hit like a crazy high arcing three at the end of the shot clock.
It's very impressive. Very impressive. Yeah. Really cool. That was kind of, you know, you watch that, you're like, oh my God, this guy has potential. If he keeps this up, like, very similar style, he can. As long as he doesn't get in foul trouble, that's all it is, to be honest.
God, this is the story of the whole season is his foul trouble so far.
That's the only thing.
That was a good. The Casey curse is finally over. Nick Nurse is now 3-1 against curses. Yeah, Casey. I also liked how he didn't take any jabs at us. He's been constantly taking jabs at the Raptors, where he would talk in you know, positive ways, and then he would, you know, finish off with like, oh, they're running the same offense, like,
yeah, like backhanded compliments,
or just like being very passive aggressive, and you could tell he's bitter.
He's definitely bitter.
And that's fine, you can be bitter. Like, you work 7 years to get this team to where it was, and then you get cut, you're allowed to be bitter. Just take the high. You also got $35 million.
Actually, money isn't everything, okay? All right? Money isn't everything. People want to win, right?
That is, he will win with Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond somehow. Oh, and Tim Frazier. Starting. Tim Frazier, G League MVP.
Oh, my God. Every time I come with the G League MVP, I look at this and I'm like, RIP Lorenzo Brown. Lorenzo Brown.
Wasn't Chris Boucher G League MVP?
Yeah.
I know he's defensive.
Yeah, he won both the first time.
G League MVP. I'm looking it up. I want to know who's won the G League MVP. Let's see. So, yeah, anyways, I thought the game was great. They took care of a team that was bad. And then took care of business. I'm looking up G League MVP really quickly.
Yeah.
Who do we know? So we don't know anybody.
Really?
Yeah, so 2014-15 was Tim Frazier. 15-16 was Jarnell Stokes. Don't know who he is. 2016-17 was Vander Blue. Don't know who he is. And then 17-18 was Lorenzo Brown. And then 18-19 was Chris Boucher.
Yeah, I'm looking at this list too. I don't know anyone.
Yeah, nobody. gives you some ideas on so it looks like in the last, the G League's been around, obviously it hasn't been super established for till the last 10 years, but it's been around since 2001. And there are three players I recognize on that. And one is Lorenzo Brown, who's not playing here anymore.
What do you recognize?
One is Tim Frazier and Chris Boucher. That's it.
Okay, I know. I think I recognize four. I recognize Matt Carroll. If I remember, Matt Carroll played for Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
He's a shooter, straight shooter. This is because I used to play like NBA 2K back in the day. And you have Matt Carroll with like a 65% shooting, 65 player, but he had like an 80-90% for 3 points. So you just put him in the corner and just like pass him the ball to take the shot. But yeah, I think that's about it. I think Courtney Sims, I think I've heard of Courtney Sims, but I don't remember. Not on top of my head. But wow, okay, this is a pretty poor list. All right,
Jimmy. Yeah, he had two stints with the Bobcats. He was traded for Eric Dampier back to the Bobcats.
Oh,
so.
Shit. That's legit, man. You get traded for Eric Dampier, man. That's real. That's some real MVP trades, man. Eric Dampier, Dallas Mavericks guy, and Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, exchange for Tyson Chandler and Alexei Ajinsa. Remember Alexei Ajinsa?
Oh, I remember.
Former Raptor. Yeah, former Raptor. All right, this is too much Matt Carroll talk on a Raptors podcast.
Matt Carroll, we'd love to have you back.
Yes. Yeah, the moral of the story is the G League MVP does not matter that much.
Does that mean anything?
Yeah, so they're not it's a much, much worse league. Okay, Saturday in Milwaukee. So this game I was all hyped to watch. Yeah. So at the start of the season, we've had such huge gaps between games. For whatever reason, I don't know. Now it's going to start to pick up. I think after tomorrow's game, we're gonna go to the West Coast, and the games are going to be more regular. It's going to be every 2 or 3 days.
It feels like forever since I've watched a game right now.
Yeah, I know. If between Wednesday and Saturday felt so long, and then we just got our ass kicked in that first quarter. I thought when OG and Serge defensively were on Giannis, like one on one, they did a pretty good job. We didn't do a great job as a team. So last year, game three onwards, we had Kawhi, but our team defense was very obvious. It was like create a wall, and they did a good job at that wall, like at the wall scheme, basically blocking Giannis, and he would constantly roll back and start at the top of the key again and try to create and whatever, which is great because you've stopped the transition. This time they didn't do a great job of stopping the transition. He got going. And his like one step is equivalent to everybody's like five. And so he gets from the 3-point line to the basket in like 2 or 3 steps. So you have to cut him off. And they didn't do a good job cutting off. And he got rolling and he kind of killed us. Pascal didn't have a great game, but I expected some growing pains. This season, he wasn't really going to go from a second option to a superstar overnight. I'm excited to see how he responds. He's been a pretty good responder in terms of when he has a bad game, he responds pretty well in the next game. So I'm excited to see how he does against Sacramento tomorrow. Other than that, they didn't play well the first quarter. They dug themselves a huge hole. They almost came back. I think they were down 4 with a couple of minutes to go.
Yeah.
But too tiring to come back from that big of a deficit.
Yeah, that was tough. I think exactly. Just echoing on that, a few Pascal foul trouble was a bit annoying to see. That's highlight of the season. OG and Giannis was nice. I think OG guarded him pretty well, but it was a bit too late in the game, you know, like a little too late. I think Pascal on Giannis was silly or like just not exactly the right thing. Giannis would just like destroy him. Lowry, obviously being Kyle Lowry at his finest, ridiculous Lowry showing up big time. And the other big thing was Brook Lopez. What the hell, man? I swear to God, I remember reading that Brook Lopez was shooting 30% from three or something for the season. I was like, oh, he's not going to show up. He comes and shoots 42% against us in three. Hits 3 3-pointers. Oh, my God. He hates us, isn't he? Like, this guy drives me nuts.
It's Talib's least favorite player, Brook Lopez.
It's my least favorite player. Milwaukee fans, I freaking hate this guy so much. Like, the entire season, I was been falling. I was like, okay, no, this guy's not having a great season. He's going down here. And then when the Raptors comes in, hits 3 of 7 from three. And you're like, oh my God, this is ridiculous, right? So I guess Brook Lopez. But again, you know what? Milwaukee is an interesting team because no one else seems like a threat now other than Giannis. Middleton and Bledsoe. I don't know. Bledsoe doesn't even seem like a threat at all at times.
Oh, Bledsoe was terrible. He's not. He doesn't scare me at all when he has the ball.
Like Bledsoe seems like really bad. And I'm interested to see what Milwaukee fans think about the Brogdon trade. No, yeah, it was a trade, or I think they let him go. In it.
Well, they got something back. They got,
but it's basically they couldn't afford him, right? That was the big
thing. Yeah. That might be if Van Vliet has a really good year, that might be like a comparable contract to what Van Vliet will end up getting, which is a lot. Yeah, like 4 years, I think he got like 4 years, $80 million, right?
Yeah, a lot of money. But he's putting up good numbers now for Indiana, so.
He's their best player. He was the second best player in Milwaukee, in my opinion, even though his numbers were not as high. I always thought he was the second best player there. So big loss for them. I think if you could hold Giannis and you do a better job as team defense, like that team is very beatable. And so we'll see.
Only Giannis is another beast. I think he destroyed Minnesota by himself yesterday.
Yeah.
Some of the plays were like he was jumping from like a free throw line half the time for just to go for it. It's not even fair. It's like cheat code.
Yeah, I mean, but you have like in a playoff series, you have time to scheme, you have time to learn. Yeah. Like it's a different
playoff game.
It's a different ball game.
Yeah, absolutely, right. Completely different.
So you know, we'll see.
But I
wasn't discouraged by the game. Like I was like, oh, it sucked to start, but I wasn't discouraged. Like, oh, these guys are going to beat us for sure.
Of course, but you know, as champions. Playoff game is a completely different ball game, right? I mean, we're champions. We've known this.
Yes, we are champions.
Right. So anyone else, regular season, it matters. But playoffs, obviously, is a completely new, different type of basketball.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell them who we're sponsored by. We're bringing back the ads.
It's that time of the year. It's cold. And at times, you just need someone to snuggle through. You're in luck because our friends over at Tinder Photography Toronto are the local area experts in helping you get the right photo for that dating profile, be it Tinder, Bumble, or even Shadi.com. They've got you covered with over 200 photo shoots to their name. They are the game changers in this beautiful industry of love. Oh my God. These guys are legit, eh, Akshay?
Yeah. I'm surprised you brought in the ethnic dating as well.
We've decided, the founder was telling me that they've decided to expand their demographic a little bit more, right? So it's been Shadi.com has been a big part of their strategy in going after, you know, and Shadi HinduMatrimonials.com, you know.
Muslim. Are they taking photos in Indian outfits as well?
Of course, everything is welcome. They provide the outfits now too.
Yeah.
Minder has been a big success. God bless Minder.
Minder, yes. I have no experience with Minder. You can ask Talib all about Minder if you guys want to learn about Minder.
God bless Minder.
Okay, let's go into general NBA. So you had some stuff for me. I don't even know what you want
to... So this is what's going to be. It's going to be first thoughts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say 10 things, and Akshay has to say the first few things that come to his mind. No thinking, no significant thinking, not too much time to think. You got to be quick. You got to be ready to go. Ready?
Okay, no pressure.
No pressure. All right, so don't say anything like offensive or say something racist, eh? Don't say, otherwise I can't edit this thing out because we're already too far in. There's too much work to go back and do this again.
Okay, nothing racist.
All right, and nothing against China because you know, all right? Let's be a voice. All right, Phoenix Suns.
They're okay. I don't think they're... I think they're probably going to play better than we expected, but we expected... like a 20-win team, I think they're going to end up being like a 30-win team.
All right, Muggsy Bogues.
I mean, milking his Raptors stay as long as he can.
Joel Embiid.
Oh, overrated.
Oh, wow, okay.
I don't like he doesn't scare me. I don't know, he just doesn't scare me. He's not a player that when he has the ball in his hand, I get worried.
D'Angelo Russell.
I mean... he's on an island by himself right now. I think he's going to get exposed in playing in that system where he doesn't have anybody around him. I think he's going to start to get exposed, and people are going to see that last year's performance. He's not a bad player. He's just not going to be the all-star he was last year.
All right. Performance enhancing drugs.
I mean, it happens. I don't really, it's funny. In baseball, it's such a big controversy. In basketball, it happens and people are just like, oh, he got suspended for 25 games. All right, whatever. And just like move on with life. Because like Aiden didn't even get suspended for a drug. He got suspended for a hiding agent. Yeah, so who knows what drug he had?
Yeah, that's true. It's a hiding agent. So. Yeah. Chris Boucher.
I mean, G League MVP.
Eric Bledsoe.
He's also overrated. Not scared of him when he has. Listen, give him the ball all game. Let him take 25 shots. I'm cool with it.
Mike Conley.
I don't know. Mike Conley. I hope that he has a good season and he does well, because like they did that grit and grind for so long. I just don't think Utah is good enough to get him really that far in the West. I think they're like a second round team kind of deal.
All right. Jose Calderon.
Retired. So we got into this argument yesterday about whether he is the second best point guard in Raptors history. First of all, if he's in this argument, the point guards in Raptors history are pretty poor. But I don't think so. I think Stoudemire is better than him. I think it's not even really clear. I just think the memories of Stoudemire are fewer. And so people don't think of that. But man, it made me start to think through the point guards of this in the course of the Raptors.
Jose Calderon, man.
It's grim. It's grim, man. Like TJ Ford is up there.
Juan Dixon.
And Mike James, like,
I don't want to bring Mike James. Mike James is horrible.
Yeah, he's retired. Well, good for Jose. I think he's now going to do a 9-to-5 at the NBA PA. So he's gonna change his life up, and he played 14 years for a guy who couldn't play much defense but had a good shot. And I remember all we used to talk about with Jose was, man, that assist to turnover ratio is so good.
Yeah, that's the only thing
he had. So good. Man, that 4-to-1 assist to turnover.
Okay, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. Yeah. All right, last one.
Yes.
MVP.
This year, probably Harden.
Oh, it's just a bad thing. Harden's shooting awful. Not Harden. I won't go to Harden. I'm going Devin Booker.
Okay.
Phoenix Suns, baby. All right. I'm on the Sun bandwagon. But yeah, that's about it.
You should put some money on the Booker bet. I'm sure the odds are very good.
God bless the Booker.
You think the Suns are real?
I think the Suns are real. Yeah, I do think the Suns are real.
Like, what's real? Like, what are they going to end with? They're 5-2 right now, right?
I think they're a playoff team. That's what I'm saying. I think they're playoff.
No way. In the West?
Yeah.
No way. I'll take that bet.
All right. Let's put $5 on this.
Okay, fine. Right,
$5.
How about the Heat? They're 5-1 right now.
Nah, Heat are not real.
Well, they're going to make the playoffs in the East.
They'll make the playoffs, but I don't think they're like... I would take the Suns over the Heat any day right now. I just think the Heat are good, but there's something about the Heat that doesn't flow well. And it's not Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Buckets is a fantastic player, but I think it's definitely the I don't know. I'm not feeling the Heat at the moment.
So if I gave you an over-under on the Heat's at 45 games, wins.
I don't know. I would probably go over that, actually.
So that then they are for real. A 47-8 win team is real, I would say.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't... Yeah, okay, you know what? And the reason I say that is because it's the East, so there's a bit of skepticism on that thing, right? Just like, I don't think they're that good, but yeah, okay, fine. I'll give it to you. You're right.
Okay.
They're good for the East. The Suns are really good for the West as well, so it's good.
Okay.
$5 from being playoffs, baby. That's where it is.
Easiest $5 I'm going to make. this week's games.
Okay.
So we're going to tape next Tuesday, because if we tape on Sunday, the episode is going to be stale real quickly because they've got back-to-back games in LA. And obviously those are the interesting games this week. So we'll tape next Tuesday sometime. Maybe we'll do morning. Maybe we'll do evening. We'll let you guys know. So this week, Wednesday versus the Kings, and then they start that road trip, the Western road trip, where they got Friday at the Pelicans, Sunday at the Lakers, and then Monday back-to-back against Kawhi Leonard.
Hey, excuse
who
me.
Hopefully is not.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry. Voldemort.
Thank you. This is ridiculous. Voldemort. Absolutely ridiculous.
Man, we actually didn't mention him all podcast long.
We don't have to mention Voldemort ever again.
Yeah.
Although he is one of the most ridiculous defensive players stats-wise in the league recently. I've been looking. His on and off percentage is one of the top 10 in the league, as in the effective field goal percentage against opposing teams. For a
his,
like him on the floor is substantially better than him off the floor compared to everyone in the league on a player on a player by player basis.
Yeah, his so his so yesterday Brian Windhorst on his podcast said that he's spoken to some Raptors people, and the Raptors people have watched him play so far and are like, I don't know if his body's going to hold up the way he's playing right now, because he is playing so hard for the Lakers and he's taking so much responsibility because they don't have a point guard. Like, they don't really have a true point guard who can create on that team.
Oh, they have that trash talking idiot. What's that trash?
Beverly. Yeah,
I used to like him, but now I don't like him. Yep.
He's not going to create for that. So they like quietly, apparently Raptors people are saying that, I don't know if his body's going to hold up playing at this level. Now, Paul George is going to come back and obviously take away some of that point guard duties. But in Toronto, it was like Fred, Kyle running the show. And then every like three or four possessions, they would pass it off to Kawhi, and then he would do his ISO thing and score and go back down. But he's dribbling and
he's very
creating
active.
Every play for the Lakers.
He's very active. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
So I don't know if he's gonna. Anyways, what do you think is gonna happen this week? So Kings.
Oh, I think
wins a lot.
Yeah, I think it's a win against the Kings. The Kings are a good team, but I mean they haven't played really well this year at all. But they still scare me with Buddy Hield and Fox. Although Vlade Divac could go down as one of the worst GMs in the league.
Well, no, last year they played above their head. I think they ended up with 39 wins, and now this year they're starting 0-5. And I don't know what their coaching situation is. Just such a disaster all the time.
They keep moving coaches. Like every year, they've had like a new coach coming in.
Yeah, and they gave Luke Walton a huge contract, and he sucks so far, apparently. I haven't watched a bunch of games, but I've been reading online. He's like, Kings fans are not happy with him so far.
That's tough. Pelicans, what are your thoughts?
I think they're going to win that game.
Oh, sorry, just go back. Kings, you said win or loss?
Oh, win, okay. Win.
Pelicans, win?
Yeah, I think they're going to win that game.
Okay, I have a loss against the Pelicans. I think Brandon Ingram is going to light us up. He's been on fire recently, and I'm happy for Brandon Ingram because I think all those Lakers trio, the Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, they've been involved in the trade talks for like over a year for Anthony Davis. And now, you know, obviously last year's performance was abysmal. So now I think they're getting a chance to play. There's no Zion, that's one thing, but Ingram's taking advantage of every opportunity he can get and making some good buckets, man. He's playing good basketball.
He dropped like 30-something last night, right? 40?
40, he dropped 40 last night. He was phenomenal. He's playing really well, really good basketball. Lakers?
I think they're going to win that one. I think they're going to split this LA series, so I think they're going to beat the Lakers. Yeah. What do you think?
I think they're going to beat the Lakers as well. I think it's going to be the Danny Green revenge game.
Danny Green is like, he's such a system player. Like, you just got to not give him shots and he'll score like
two
points.
He is system. He is like, you know, he's not going to create for himself. But if you have a good offensive coach, a player who can create, like what I mean, like Kyle Lowry, LeBron James, like, you know, like LeBron James is another level of creation, but yes, like he's going to find Danny Green. And even I think the play Danny Green tied the game up two, three games ago. I don't know who they play against. I think it was the Mavericks. It was a Luka Doncic game against the Maverics. He tied the game up and they forced into overtime. Watch Dwight Howard on that. He sets up a nasty pick on Seth Curry. Kind of holds him. I think it's a foul, but Dwight Howard essentially has been a phenomenal player so far. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, he's been playing so well for them, which is apparently the last game he went 7-for-7 and they wouldn't have won without him.
Dwight Howard is great. I think he's playing a role that suits him in the Lakers rather than the stardom role, you know, where it's like, hey, you gotta come and change a lot of things. And he's not a great offensive player, we know that, but he's a very, very good defensive player. So good for Dwight.
Yeah. And now he's not doing anything like no post-ups, nothing. Just run to the basket, Dwight, catch lobs and dunk it.
Boom,
you know,
it.
Play a role.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And against the Clippers, what are your thoughts?
Against the Bumble Clippers?
LA Clippers, finest sponsored by Bumble.
Yeah, there's so much bumble when you watch their games, like tons of bumble, like on their jerseys. The side panels have bumble. They have, and if you watch the League Pass feed, the like in arena, they have games sponsored by Bumble. It's just a lot of bumble going on. It's like, do they have a shortage of guys on Bumble in LA?
Bumble is a networking app too.
Yeah.
Bumble. Any person who downloads the app and says, I'm going to go to Bumble for networking purposes. Yeah.
No. Bumble biz. I think Voldemort is going to get us on that one, or we're going to lose that one.
Yeah,
we'll go 3-1 this week.
I have a feeling about Voldemort. I just don't like that at all. I think, but yeah, I would love to see Spicy P cook Voldemort up and turn him into like some, Cameroon sauce. That'd be nice, you know, with a little bit of Afro step in the mix. You know, we could claw it up.
All I ask is even whatever happens in these two LA games, I just want it to be good games that I'm excited to watch.
Don't get blown up. Please don't get blown up.
Don't do the Milwaukee thing to me again. It's just like good games that I want to watch.
We can't take it, Raptors. Please, no blowouts, all right?
Exactly.
It really hurts. It really hurts us inside. And then we cry. And then I look at my wall and I see the Raptors NBA champion. Then it makes you feel better that you got to go through. You got to go through the rain to get the rainbows.
Yeah, and these are late games. I'm going to be waiting so long to watch them all day. Oh. You better not suck.
That's true. 10:30 games. All right. Yeah, that's about it on our end. Other than that, not anything else to add, Akshay?
No, we're going to be releasing next Tuesday because these two games are back-to-back, so we can't release on Sunday night like we usually do. So look out for that. Other than that, have a good work day, Talib. It's so early. I can't believe it's not even 9 a.m. yet.
My fellow Akshay.
Oh, God.
We're excited.
Obama's
here.
Obama's here.
We're thrilled about the Raptors this week. Sacramento Kings, New Orleans Pelicans, LA Lakers, and Voldemort. We will win, and we will win the series. Good luck to the Toronto Raptors.
All right. Thank you, Obama. Your Bulls suck. Have a good work day.
God bless. Later, buddy.
Okay, bye.